Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 20 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50, and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening summary. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. In an emergency telephone conference on Monday night, the Federal Reserve slashed a key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. The surprise reduction in the federal funds rate from 4.25 down to 3.5% marked the biggest one-day rate move by the central bank since it cut its discount rate by a full percentage point in December of 1991. In addition to cutting the funds rate, the Fed said it was also reducing its discount rate, the interest it charges to make direct loans to banks, by a similar 0.75 percentage point, pushing the rate down to 4%. We'll discuss the implications of the Fed move for commodity prices at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. The Midwest Direct hog markets today are called mostly steady to firm on bitterly cold temperatures in parts of the region and on expectations of slightly better demand. Terminals are also called mostly steady to firm with tops from $26 to $33. Peoria called steady to firm today with a top price of $26. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, January 21st, negotiated swine purchases were 12,347 for the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $39 to $49.32, the weighted average $46.35. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.50 to $37.50, the weighted average $36.28. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,972, the base price range $37.75 to $53, the weighted average $49.22. On the live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.45 to $38.95, and the weighted average was $35.99. Be sure to join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana. The meeting getting underway this evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. That's 6 o'clock if you're coming over here from the Illinois side of the border. Panelists for the meeting include Mike Zuzulo and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Steve Erdman from EFG in Chicago, and this man, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. I'm looking forward to going to Terre Haute and the Ag Outlook meeting tonight. And we'll be talking about what's going on in South America, a little bit of which I'll do now. Also, look ahead at some of the issues that may affect the weather in the coming growing season. Of course, a precise forecast for the growing season can't be made yet, but we'll tell you some of the things to look out for as we head into the 08 growing season, which isn't that far off. Time just flies anymore. Growing season's moving right along in the southern hemisphere. It's now the equivalent of late July in South America. So the corn is pollinating. Some of it's pollinated already, and not too long from now, we'll be looking at the pod setting for soybeans. So we're into that important part of the season for crop production. And as we look at Brazil and Argentina, when we look at the big picture, the weather right now is looking quite ideal for most of Brazil for the production of crops there. And for Argentina, some improvement from earlier in the season, but still a little more iffy, not as the weather not as ideal in Argentina as Brazil. But first of all, reviewing what happened in Brazil over the long holiday weekend, a long U.S. holiday weekend, rain fell in most areas at one time or another Friday through this morning. And some of the rain was heavy from central and southern Mato Grosso do Sul into northern and eastern Paraná, also in the state of Sao Paulo, and central and southern portions of Minas Gerais. So many of the main production areas picking up a good soaking rain. Generally, 1 to a bit more than 2 inches of rain fell in that area I just described, and there were some local amounts over 3 inches over the last several days. So a good soaking rain there. Amounts a little bit less as you go to the northeast. Bahia is probably the driest part of the Brazilian production area, but they only account for about 4% of the crop. So that's an area where maybe the crops have had less than ideal weather this season, but the majority of the Brazilian bean belt getting good rains here over the last few days, and it does look like a favorable weather pattern is going to continue there for the next 2 weeks. So we're looking at the potential for some big yields from the middle of the Brazilian bean belt. Now, in the far southern state of Rio Grande do Sul, they did pick up decent rainfall over the last several days, generally from just under an inch to about an inch and a third fell. São Luís Gonzaga picked up well over 3 inches, though. That's one place in Rio Grande do Sul that picked up a bit more. Now, as we look at the next week or so, there's probably going to be net drying in Rio Grande do Sul as rainfall will be a little more scattered and more drying than moisture, but they're not in trouble there. But far southern Brazil has not gotten as much rain as some of the areas north of there during this growing season. Now in Argentina, scattered showers did occur over the last several days, and the best areas, actually parts of La Pampa, which previously had been very dry, and Cordoba getting some rain, and northward into Chaco and Corrientes. Some rain did fall in parts of Santa Fe and also portions of Entre Rios, and looks like some heavy amounts in northern Santa Fe and southern Santiago del Estero during the last several days. It looks like Buenos Aires stayed mainly dry. When we look at the next week to 10 days, at first, rain is going to be mainly staying in western sections of Argentina. So eastern areas, including Buenos Aires, will be drier. But as we go into the weekend, there will be better coverage of scattered showers and thunderstorms. But we're looking at more of a hit-and-miss pattern, so there will be a more of a variety of soil moisture conditions in Argentina. Bottom line, though, over the next couple weeks, we're not looking at any yield reductions, but we're not looking at any huge improvements either. So some areas that have experienced dry pockets so far this season will continue to probably not see improvement. We're just not going to see a degradation either. So by and large, things looking big from South America. That's the growing areas. I'm Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Monday night overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat open at 9.97 and a half, down 10 3/4. Last trade down 23 and a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat open at 9.49 3/4, down 12 3/4. Last trade down 24. July 8.59, down 19 and a half. Last trade down 18. December 8.83, down 16. Last trade down 17 and a half. March corn open at 4.91 and a half, down 6 3/4. Last trade down 19. July opened at 5.13, down 6.5. Last trade down 19 1/4. December 5.07, down 8. Last trade down 20. March of 2009, 5.06 1/4, down 15. Last trade down 17 3/4. March beans opened at 12.40, down 24. Last trade down 39. July 12.75, down 22 1/2. Last trade down 38. November 12.34 1/2, down 20 3/4. Last trade down 32 1/4. March soybean meal open at 3.34, down 5.30. Last trade down 11.30. March soybean oil open at 52.48, down 66. Last trade down 1.23. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. And we have the stock market meltdown around the world has caused everything overnight to be a lot lower, and they're still talking about a lot lower here this morning.
The Dow's, though, come back 400 points or thereabouts off its lows after the Federal Reserve news of its reduction of 0.75 point came out. How's this going to play over on the commodity side?
Yeah, we just don't really know. We haven't seen any new calls since they came out with that. But the Dow is down 300 points, 325 down. It was down 650. A little bit ago, it was only down 250. So that should help some. We just don't know how much.
So what were the early calls then?
Early calls were 35 to 45 lower on beans, 19 to 20 lower on corn, and 20 to 25 lower on wheat.
So what should producers do today as a wake-up call if they haven't done anything?
Well, they were still at very high prices. So if they want to finish with some cash, they can do that. They should be looking at buying puts, which we've been talking about for the last 10 days. When you have these kind of prices, we do expect, industry does expect that prices will go back up later into the spring, but we've also talked about we could go down a dollar on corn and two on beans and still be bullish. So it just depends on the individual what they ought to be doing, but we're looking at protecting the high prices with puts.
And very quickly, the calls over on the livestock side, please.
Mixed on both cattle and hogs.
Thank you much, Pete. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.